from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here's a quote from WIP, our sister station in Philadelphia. Are you guys ready for this one? Are you ready for this update here from the National Football League? According to somebody at NBC Sportsnet in Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts probably looks the best he's looked in his 5 years.
Camp cliche.
Yeah, exactly. Right. If that doesn't scream training camp.
Best shape of your life season. Come on, man.
There it is.
You like that, Chiefs fans?
There it is. Jalen Hurts.
Best shape of his life.
Best he's looked in his 5 years, according to Rubo NBC Sportsnet, Ruben Frank, which to me, I'm sure Jay Binkley probably wants to eat him because his name is Ruben Frank. Mm. And you combine a Ruben on top of a Frank, and you've got a Ruben Frank.
You might have something
wow.
there.
You know, think about that,
dang.
Right? A Ruben Frank, right? Jay Binkley right now is going, I know Ruben.
I'm thinking about that right now.
Yeah, think about it right now. Would you put the Reuben on top of the hot dog? Like, you would get the hot dog on the bun, spicy mustard, sauerkraut, and then top it with your corned beef or pastrami, whichever you prefer. Little, Russian dressing on there. Call it a Reuben. Or would you have the Reuben already made, butterfly the hot dog wiener, slam it on top of the meat, smash the bun on top, and bite it?
I think I would butterfly the dog.
Yeah, that's right.
And then do chopped corned beef on top, little Thousand Island or what, a Russian dressing,
yeah.
And then sauerkraut.
Yep. Okay, so you do it on the hot dog bun. Mm-hmm. You and wouldn't do it on the marbled rye?
My bun would be a rye bun.
Would be a rye bun?
Yeah, like a marbled rye.
Hot dog bun?
Nah, just piece of bread.
Okay, so it wouldn't be a bun. It would it would be the bread.
Then it would technically be the hot dog would be a sandwich.
Yeah,
oh,
which in Italy, a hot dog was a sandwich. Every menu had sandwiches, and hot dog was always listed underneath. So the end of the question is: the hot dog a sandwich? Yes, it is. So you would take marble rye or regular rye,
lightly toasted, bend it.
Okay,
butterfly
so
the
one
dog.
Slice of bread.
Mm-hmm.
You're going light, like a low carb thing.
Yeah.
Okay,
gotta watch it.
Kraut, chopped up hot dog.
No, chopped up corned beef.
Chopped up corned beef. So the dog would be sticking out of the bun.
Yeah, it'd be butterflied.
Okay.
And then you put the corned beef on
top.
In the
middle. Yeah.
Put the dressing there and then sauerkraut.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Ruben Frank. Like, if that's not a great combination, what a good name for a gentleman. His name
is
Ruben Frank. Hmm.
Guy's got something he's missing out on.
Did you know that Ruben was invented in Omaha?
No, I did not.
Oh, yeah. Little known fact. Of all places to invent the Ruben, Omaha, Nebraska.
And Domino's was in Kansas, right?
Yeah.
Like somewhere.
And Pizza Hut, Wichita, both of them. Yeah,
nice.
Well, actually, Pizza Hut was Wichita. I think Domino's was Illinois somewhere. I watch a lot of those Adam Richman shows on the History Channel, like the History of Food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the food wars between like Kellogg's and Post. Compelling television.
Nice. Was Lamar's Donuts created in Lamar, Missouri?
It was.
Okay, yeah. Just making sure. Max, a big nerd.
Yeah.
When it comes to video games, that's fine. Lives in his mom's basement,
right?
Plays video games.
Come on.
This is what happens when you have someone in their 40s, someone in their 30s, and someone in their 20s.
Right.
Sometimes you let the one in their 20s run away with a topic, and Mac has, of course, Madden ratings. Which Bob is pining to know where the next Chiefs land because he's got his system ready. He's already pre-ordered Madden 26.
Of course.
Hang on. We have breaking news from the 573 on the text line today. Okay. Played a golf course in Nebraska this weekend. They had a Reuben dog. It was fire. Where's the golf course? Explain the Reuben dog and send us a picture. Well, we can't take pictures on the text line.
We can't.
Also, the Domino's was created in Michigan.
Michigan. Wherever. It wasn't here.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut was here.
Pizza Hut was Wichita.
Bring back the Pizza Hut buffet.
Bring back just sit-down Pizza Huts in the salad bar and book it on Friday night where you waited 2 hours for some of the greasiest, most delicious pizza you ever did have.
Pan pepperoni thick crust, man.
Oh, man. Oh, so good.
Give me stuffed that crust. Smokehouse Ranch. You got yourself a Combolina right there.
The old school Pizza Hut, man, was so good. And then they like, well, we're going to get healthier and take out the grease.
No, you know what you're signing up for when you go to a Pizza Hut buffet.
Exactly.
Anyways, Madden ratings, there's a surprise chief on your list here, Mac.
Yeah, they released the top 10 safeties and top 10 running backs today. So I think we know who the best running back in Madden probably is, right?
Isaiah Pacheco.
Absolutely, right?
Yeah.
No, CMC, and he did get the 99. We talked about the 99 club. There are two 99s now released of the six. Christian McCaffrey is one of those. Any guesses on the two and the three running
backs? He's got a 99 rating, and Brandon Ayuk ain't one.
Okay. You said who's the guess of the second and third running backs?
I'm going to guess Isaiah Pacheco is two and three.
Mm-hmm. Not quite that high. I do think there's going to be a little bit of respect for Isaiah Pacheco because he is a two-time starting running back and two-time Super Bowl champion and pretty good at his job.
And he's pretty damn good at what he does.
The
sad thing is he's never going to get paid, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Second running back on the second running list.
Marshall Faulk.
No. I'm going to say Saquon's not going to be up there, is he?
Oh, God. The most overrated free agent move maybe ever.
He's going to be great this year.
He's going to be so awful.
He's in the greatest shape of his life. So is Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. Good luck to you.
All right, who's two in the Madden ratings?
Nick Chubb at 96 overall. Derrick Henry at 94 overall.
Wow, Derrick Henry's still high on that list. That's awesome.
I think it is awesome.
Proof the old dudes can still do it.
So everybody's
but Saquon can't do it.
Everybody's going to play with Baltimore.
I don't think Saquon's that good. Saquon Barkley has had opportunities to star. He's either hurt for an entire year or hides. And when you have Daniel Jones as your quarterback and you're a running back and you don't star in a big way, what's that say about you?
I thought he did pretty good last year.
Yeah, me too.
Derrick Henry, 94. That's, to me, a little bit overrated. But I guess that's just the respect of his name. So everybody online this year is going to play with the Chiefs, Dolphins, and Ravens.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But you're right, Dusty Pacheco, coming in at number 10 on the running back list. Top 10.
You're telling me there's nine better running backs in the NFL than Isaiah Pacheco?
Would you like to hear them?
Yeah, I actually do. Yeah.
I want to see where Swift and Bijan Robinson are on this list.
Taylor's on this list ahead of Pacheco?
So this is Pacheco, 87 or all, and then we'll go nine up. Okay, so from nine up, Aaron Jones, Kenneth Walker, Josh Jacobs, Travis Etienne, Joe Mixon, Barkley, and then you've got Henry Chubb.
Joe Mixon still ranking high on that list. Changing teams and everything. Top five running back in the NFL? Wow.
That seems a little high to me. I like Mixon.
People are going to use a lot of Houston Texans online, too, I would assume.
The Houston Texans are probably going to be one of the most bet-on teams and used teams in video games this year because they're coming off a season like they did last year, right? And I think they're going to be good, so rightfully so. But, like, you're going to see such an uptick in people's interest level in the Houston Texans this year.
So you think Isaiah Pacheco is underrated, perfectly rated, or overrated on 87 overall? Pretty good rating.
That's good.
For a team that passes a lot.
Yeah, but I guess it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to see him in the 90s, obviously, but I mean, who's going to scoff at an 87? That's a B+, right?
Yeah.
So now what, you're going to have a 90? You think Kelsey's going to be a 99?
He's at least 97, right?
Right.
See, what's holding Travis Kelce back? Just his alleged age and Rob age. And Carrington. I don't know, Carrington, he's so old.
He's watched. I mean, I'll be honest with you, if there's a 94 rating for Derrick Henry, I would assume that Travis Kelce should still get some respect to be at least a 98.
Absolutely.
Yep, right?
Absolutely.
And I think Chris Jones is like a 97.
Yep.
Mahomes is a 99. Rasheed Rice, has his rating came out yet? Are they the receivers, or is he
we
on it?
We do have Rasheed Rice's.
Let's dive into that real quick.
Yeah, let me go there. First, can you guys guess, before Rice, because I've got it in front of me, go to, can you guys guess Justin Reed's rating?
He's probably number one.
As safeties?
Yes.
I would say he's a 93.
Wow, 93. 83.
Oh, wow.
I know. Right?
He's also hurt right now. And I don't know if that factors in, if it, you know, because you can update these games, obviously. I don't know if that factors in. Justin Reed's a damn good player to have an 83 rating. That's like a B-. I think Justin Reed's better than a B- safety in the NFL.
The 10th safety, the 10th best safety in Madden right now, 88 overall, Javon Holland. So he's 5 points lower than the 10th best safety.
Yeah, that's
low.
I got to think the injury factors in on that. I got to think him not being here for the first, you know, 2 months or whatever it's going to be of the season is probably having an impact on his Madden rating right now. And then you talk about the rehab and getting back and, you know, all that kind of stuff and, you know, how the quad's going to respond. And, you know, ipso facto, you get an 83.
Rashee Rice.
99.
I bet he's an 84.
I would have had him at 84, 85. This is low to me. 81.
That is low.
That's too low.
I think Rashee Rice is poised to have an unbelievable season. Same. Every time I talk to people up at training camp, guys, it's like, you see here about Rashee Rice? Rashee Rice this? Like, they love what's going on with Rashee Rice right now. And I think he's going to have himself. Like, mid-season, people are going to be talking about Rashee Rice. People are going to be saying, you see that Rashee Rice? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's good. Like, people will be talking about Rashee Rice all across the National Football League by the time the middle of the season rolls around. I think he's going to have a large impact on this team. I think he's going to be, and I hate to say the number one target because I don't think there is a number one target outside of Travis Kelce, but I think he's going to be one of those guys that Patrick Mahomes really trusts, like really, really trusts. And that trust level is going to be extremely high with him throughout the course of the season. And you're going to start to see it. 3rd and 7. Who's got the 8-yard completion? There's Rashee Rice, right? I think he's going to be that. I don't want to say the Sammy Watkins mold because I think he's going to be better than Sammy Watkins was, but a guy that you can rely on and a guy that's going to be there for the quarterback. I think from everything that I've been, you know, hearing and talking and having conversations about, like, they have developed this synergy, this chemistry. It's working with Rashee Rice right now.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the show.
Yeah, this too. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Would you guys say, though, I know there's no number one wide receiver per se, but would you say Rice has the best chance to get the most targets?
Oof.
No, I still think that goes to Kelce.
No, forget Kelce.
We're taking Kelce out of the equation.
Yeah,
I think Rice gets the most targets this year. Yeah,
him and Hollywood.
But Xavier Worthy, man, like he's playing some good football too, right?
You talk about chemistry and trust. There seems to be a lot of trust and chemistry with Mahomes
right?
and Xavier Worthy
early on this one. And I'll tell you what, there's two guys right now that I don't know that are going to make this team, and it's Sky Moore and it's Kadarius Toney.
Mm.
I think both of those guys could be victims of the Turk this year. And, you know, like Sky is...
Like Young Turks?
Yes. Like Sky has had some good practices from what I've been hearing. Like, they like what he's done recently, but he still needs to do more, right? Mm-hmm. He still needs to continue to go out there and do more and continue.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Continue to, you know, he has to overimpress, I think, in training camp, for lack of a better term this year,
man,
right?
You're a high draft pick.
Yeah, and I was talking to some folks about, you know, Kadarius Toney, and they're like, well, he's healthy. Like if that's the best thing that you can say about a player in the NFL, that, like, he's healthy, you know, like, you got an uphill battle to go there. I think Kadarius Toney has more of an uphill battle, guys, than we believe he has right now. And I think Sky Moore has more of an uphill battle to make this team than I believe right now. I know a lot of other people have been like, get rid of this guy, he's no good, blah, blah, blah. I thought because he was a second round draft pick, he's not making any money, you could probably see his way onto a roster, right? Because of you know, financial constraints, and he's a draft pick and you want to give him every opportunity. But the more I talk to people, the more I'm like, he doesn't have a roster spot locked up at all. So Sky needs to continue to bust it up there. And I think Kadarius Toney could be a sneaky, I don't want to say cut, but Kadarius Toney may be one of those guys that you see traded, you know, like after Labor Day happens and all the rosters are kind of figured out now. Like Kadarius Toney could be flipped for like a sixth round pick to Dallas or something like that, or wherever. Like, well, that's where I could see, or maybe Sky Moore could potentially be that guy. I don't see both of those guys making the team this year.
Well, Dallas, they can't take Kadarius Toney yet because they're still waiting for the final leaves to fall.
That's right.
They got to wait for the sack to be wet in the glory hole.
Mm-hmm.
Continuing with this real quick, though, 610 Sports Radio, KCSB, Kansas City, WDAF, HD2, Liberty, and Odyssey Station. Mac Morey, go ahead.
You have a guess for Tony's Madden rating?
Kadarius Toney,
75.
75, what'd you say?
69.
That's a good one.
77.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was close, yeah.
Wow.
Got a 91 speed.
91 speed's it?
I know, right? 93 agility.
I heard or I saw something that maybe Xavier, maybe just like a fake rumor that Xavier Worthy's going to protest if he doesn't have 99 speed.
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah.
Or 100 speed, I think he said 100.
Yeah.
He should have 99.
Well, he should. Ran a 4-2. Yeah. I mean, he's the fastest guy in the NFL right now, right?
Yeah, I think they gave him a 98 speed. I think he's taken.
Well, they're giving Tyreek a 99, obviously, because he's done it in the league. Fine. Xavier, go out there in week one and do a 50-yard, you know, touchdown catch from Patrick Mahomes on the first play of the season, and then they'll change it to 99.
Yep. Sticking with the Chiefs, I want to continue that, and then we'll get back to the Royals conversation, because there's a Bobby Witt stat I want to give you that is another one of those no one's ever done in baseball before. But we brought up the receivers, which I think that's, you know, kind of a subplot into this whole three-peat early camp stories. Obviously, the left tackle, the third corner, the third running back, all that sort of stuff. But you talk about the receiver room, very deep, and there are some guys that aren't going to make this team. And when they release the final, what is it, the final roster, whatever they announce, there's going to be a name that's going to be on there that some people are going to sit back and be like, oh, wow, they didn't make the team after all. Is it Sky Moore? Is it Kadarius Toney? Are those the two names that are kind of battling in camp for one of those final receiver spots?
I don't know. I don't know that both of those guys make this team.
You think both have a chance at missing?
No, I think, yes, I do. Yeah. I don't think you keep both Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney on this team. I think we're getting to that point in camp where other dudes are emerging right now, right? Like, you got Rashee Rice. You've got Hollywood Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Xavier Worthy. You've got Watson.
Right.
Watson! Yes!
And obviously you have Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Noah Wiley or Noah Gray or whatever Wiley on the team. You got three tight ends that they like, right?
Yeah.
How many wide receivers are you going to keep?
You're going to keep
seven.
I think they keep seven.
That's a lot of wide receivers to keep. I think that's a big number. I think six may be the limit for me.
And they go four tight ends?
Who's the fourth one? Irv Smith?
Yeah, it'd be Irv. Yeah, so three. So let's say it's seven.
I don't think Irv's getting a spot on the team.
Yeah.
You know?
Practice squad. No, I think if you keep seven, I think Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore battle for the final spot. I think one of those guys has to be far and away better than the other. And I think right now they have more trust in Sky Moore than I think they would have Kadarius Toney, whether you believe that to be a wild thought or a, you know, whatever it may be. But you look at things from the outside looking in. When you get told, hey, we're going to experiment at a different position, that means it's not working out at your original position. I remember, you know, going through sports in high school and, you know, obviously I got cut from the baseball team and I wanted to play second base. Like, have you thought about playing third base?
No.
It's like, okay, well, I'm not going to play second base. That means I'm on borderline fringe getting cut, which I did. I wasn't a great baseball player, but I love the sport.
But the thing is,
Hardman obviously will get a roster spot as well. Yeah. That's your fifth wide receiver. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, you look at these moves that they're making in camp and trying to experience with things. And this leads me to believe that maybe the Chiefs have kicked the tires with Kadarius Toney being a serious, you know, thought at wide receiver, and that if they can use him in this role. And so far, the biggest thing we're talking about Kadarius Toney is not what he's wowing you with, but it's the fact that he's just not missing practice. Mm-hmm. Now, I believe they do cut him. It's like 1.7 in dead cap. Sky Moore, I think, is 970,000 in dead cap.
I think both of those guys have some sort of trade value out there because of their speed, and because there's always going to be, as long as Kadarius Toney plays, there's always going to be somebody who thinks they can get Kadarius Toney to be the 17th overall pick in the NFL. But, you know, a leopard never changes its spots, right? Like, we've seen Kadarius Toney in New York. We've seen Kadarius Toney here in Kansas City. Obviously, he helped us win the Super Bowl against the Philadelphia Eagles, but there's not much more of a track record for him in the NFL, whether it's with the Giants or whether it's here. Guys are who they are, and whether you change position, whether you change team, sometimes guys are just who they are. Mm-hmm. And if Kadarius Toney is not going to be somebody that, A, the quarterback can rely on and trust, and B, be somebody that the team can rely on and trust, then they're probably not going to have room for him here. And if you're just asking me, and this is total hypothesis, right? Mm-hmm. This is just my, you know, kind of thinking from having enough conversations with people, right? Educated guests, if you will. Yes. My hypothesis would be that, like, if it comes down to Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney, I think Sky Moore gets the nod over Kadarius Toney. Wow. If they're battling for that final wide receiver spot. Sky was drafted here. I think there's more of a trust factor with him. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the position switch. That does not, you know, bode well
for red flag
for anybody. And if you're asking me who has the most trade value out there, I still think Kadarius Toney probably has a little bit more trade value than Sky Moore, because, again, there's going to be somebody out there who believes that he's just been miscast, or he needs a fresh start. He was the 17th overall pick. The guy's got talent. The guy does have talent, but if he's not doing what he needs to do in order to make a roster, then he's not worth your time. But there's always going to be somebody out there who believes they can fix you, right?
Do you have the thanks, coach, sounder ready?
Let me get that here for
you're
a
need
second
it.
Here.
Bob, it's pronounced Rushy, not Rushy. And I'm wondering if James Kilgore's going to practice.
Did you consider Brett for Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Tony's dead cap is $2.5 million, not $7. Who said $7?
Who cares?
I said,
who the hell cares?
I thought I said $1.
You said $1.7.
What does it matter?
Well, I'm just like, saying it's $2.5
million. I know, but who cares? Okay. Who cares? It's not my problem. That's why they hire Brett Veach.
Who does really good at his job.
He does really good at his job. So if he decided to cut Kadarius Toney, fine.
Mm-hmm. Completely fine.
People worry about, like, there were people yesterday upset the Royals traded prospects you never heard of.
Yeah. And now they have three bullpen arms.
Right.
And now they get to push for the World Series.
Correct.
And they're going to win the World Series.
Well, I don't know. That James Westfall is a guy that we probably should have kept on the roster. And I don't think you know what you're talking about, because Tony's dead cap is $2.5 million. Who cares what the dead cap is? Like, honestly, like, this is why Brett Veach has a staff. This is why Clark Hunt hired these people. They're going to make the moves. They know a lot more than we do. I've never sat around and thought about dead cap money. Have you guys, be honest, have you sat around on a Friday night and thought about dead cap money?
Yeah, I think the first time I ever did was the Justin Houston contract, where they could save a lot of money by cutting him in spring training or in preseason and not having to pick up the contract. I do remember that whole thing with Justin Houston.
Bob, spend a Friday night in your mom's basement trying not to think about dead cap.
That's
come on.
Good point, man. Yeah, that's fair.
No cap.
Good point.
Think about dead cap. So Mahomes being underpaid, I think that conversation keeps getting brought up. He's always going to be considered underpaid because of just how great he is. So it's kind of like a vague argument. But the cap hit the next 3 years is nuts. Top five-ish in the league. You'd imagine over $60 million cap hit the next 3 years. This is making him in his mid-30s. Eventually, they're going to have to figure something out, and they're going to have the news one day that Mahomes. But here's the thing. With the whole Mahomes being underpaid and the receivers staying on the team, Mahomes knows what he wants. He's doing the exact same thing that Brady did. I'll restructure every single year, create cap space, and just continue to be the team that everybody's trying to beat, and that's been the recipe for the entire time Mahomes has been here.
Why wouldn't you have followed just about everything that Tom Brady has done over the course of his career?
Don't do the roast.
Well, the roast is good. I enjoyed that. I thought that was wonderful. But I other than cheating, right? Like Tom Brady did it the right way. He wanted to be known as the greatest of all time, and he knew that if he was going to win championships and be the greatest of all time, he needed a supporting cast around him. And if you take all of the money, then you can't have that supporting cast around you. No. How's it working for Deshaun Watson right now? Right? How's that going?
Watson,
And talk about a person who has no kind of self-reflection or anything like that. He's the biggest douchebag in sports. But he took all of the money. You don't have a great a supporting cast as you can get because you're taking all of that money. And each time these quarterbacks get paid and they become the highest paid player in the NFL or the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, the pressure's on you. Patrick Mahomes, to an extent, has alleviated some of that pressure because you're able to pay Chris Jones. You're able to pay Travis Kelce. You're able to pay maybe Creed Humphrey, maybe Harrison Butker and, you know, guys of that nature. And maybe, you know, Rashee Rice gets a contract or whoever the next guy is going to be. There's always going to be money to pay those guys because Patrick Mahomes knows I can't do it all by myself. I'm going to need help from others on this. But if I take all of the money, then there's nothing left for anybody else, and I'm dealing with a bunch of ragtags every year.
No doubt about it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.